Brought to you by the Lightspeed Zulu. Simply the quietest, most comfortable headset in the world and preferred by professional pilots everywhere. And by Philips 66 Aviation. Wouldn't you rather fly with a headset preferred 3-to-1 by professional pilots over other premium headsets? Come discover how you can trade up to Zulu, even from other premium brands, by visiting Lightspeed Aviation in booth number 1840 at NBAA.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Atlanta. We're out at the static display and we're with Adrian Norris of Kestrel Aircraft. Now, about 6 months ago, we were with Kestrel at Sun and Fun, and they were looking for investors, looking for a way to get the airplane built. A lot can happen in 6 months. We talked to them at Oshkosh. Alan Klapmeyer was on board. We need another update, Adrian, on the financing and the build program.
Well, things have been progressing very well. We're financing the program with a mixture of private investment and some economic development assistance in the state of Maine, and very pleased to say that all of that is falling into place nicely and on schedule, so we're going to be able to move into the Naval Air Base at Maine, which is being decommissioned at the beginning of December, we hope, and the money is in place now to start moving ahead with the certification program. So we'll be ramping up our engineering team and really making an active start in the coming weeks and months.
Now, you've got what is essentially the shell of an airplane. What are you tackling first, and what are the priorities for design changes and that sort of thing?
Some of the priorities, as I think I mentioned to you at Sun and Fun, we're looking at the wing shape. We want to straighten the wing, which is currently swept and has a curved leading edge. And we want to make that straighter to improve the ease of manufacturing and to take some weight out of the wing structure. We're also looking at the fuselage cross-section. We want to make the Kestrel a very easy aircraft to operate, especially for people who are getting older and less flexible and larger, like myself. And we're hoping to increase the width, or aiming to increase the width of the cockpit by about 6 inches. So that's going to obviously change the profile of the fuselage. We'll make the widest point just to stay wider as you come forwards, and narrow towards the engine firewall a little bit further forwards than it is today.
How about engine and avionics? Have you made any firm choices there yet?
We haven't made any firm decisions yet. We're looking at all of the different engine options and working to evaluate what our power requirement is going to be. We want to get the right balance of fuel consumption, engine purchase price, and cruise performance. So currently we're using the PT667, and we're looking at a number of different options. We're very happy with the PT6, but wanted to see what other choices might be available. On the avionics front, we're not going to be making any firm decisions on avionics just yet. We hope to be able to offer a choice of more than one package to our customers.
How has market response been now that there is a company in place, there's a facility that's waiting for you, and it looks like this is actually going to happen?
I'd say it's been excellent and really quite different from how it was before we had the company in place and the funding in place and the company structure that we now have. People really seem to believe that we have a product which fills a gap in the market for a comfortable aircraft which can take six people and go in and out of short fields, cruise at high speeds. So we've got a lot of interest, and I'm very optimistic that that's going to turn into firm orders once we start taking them.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA at the static display at Peachtree DeKalb Airport near Atlanta. Thanks for listening.
Philips 66 Aviation, with over 725 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Visit Phillips 66 Aviation at NBAA booth number 2927.